Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Sunday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I have been made king upon Zion, his holy mountain, to proclaim his teaching.
I have been made king upon Zion, his holy mountain, to proclaim his teaching.
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar."
Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling, pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I have been made king upon Zion, his holy mountain, to proclaim his teaching.
All the kings of the earth will worship him. All nations will serve him. O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment.
May the mountains bring forth peace for the people and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people and save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor.
He shall endure like the sun and the moon from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth.
In his days, justice shall flourish and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea and the great river to earth's bounds.
Before him his enemies shall fall, his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the sea coasts shall pay him tribute.
The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate. All nations shall serve him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All the kings of the earth will worship him. All nations will serve him.
All the tribes of the earth will be blessed in him. All nations will glorify him.
All the tribes of the earth will be blessed in him. All nations will glorify him.
For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor.
From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear.
Long may he live. May the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing and bless him all day long.
May corn be abundant in the land, to the peaks of the mountains. May its fruit rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities like grass on the earth.
May his name be blessed forever and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name. Let his glory fill the earth.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All the tribes of the earth will be blessed in him. All nations will glorify him.
See, I have made you a light to all the nations.
You will bring my salvation to the ends of the earth.
From the Book of Revelation. Grace and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and ruler of the kings of earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his own blood,
who has made us a royal nation of priests in the service of his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. On the Lord's day, I was caught up in ecstasy, and I heard behind me a piercing voice like the sound of a trumpet. I turned around to see whose voice it was that spoke to me. When I did so, I saw seven lampstands of gold, and among the lampstands, one like a son of man, wearing an ankle-length robe with a sash of gold about his breast. The hair of his head was as white as snow-white wool, and his eyes blazed like fire. His feet gleamed like polished brass refined in a furnace, and his voice sounded like the roar of rushing waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars. A sharp, two-edged sword came out of his mouth, and his face shone like the sun at its brightest. When I caught sight of him, I fell down at his feet as though dead. He touched me with his right hand and said, "There is nothing to fear. I am the first and the last and the one who lives. Once I was dead, but now I live forever and ever. I hold the keys of death and the netherworld. To the one who wins the victory, who keeps to my ways till the end, I will give authority over the nations, the same authority I received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. I will never erase his name from the book of the living, but will acknowledge him in the presence of my Father and his angels. I will make the victor a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall never leave it. I will inscribe on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which he will send down from heaven, and my own name, which is new. Here I stand, knocking at the door. If anyone hears me calling and opens the door, I will enter his house and have supper with him, and he with me. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself won the victory and took my seat beside my Father on his throne." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
They will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with great power and majesty. Then he will send out the angels, and he will gather his chosen from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the farthest bounds of heaven. He will judge the world with justice and the peoples with truth. And he will gather his chosen from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the farthest bounds of heaven.
From a notebook on prayer by Origen Priest. The kingdom of God, in the words of our Lord and Savior, does not come for all to see, nor shall they say, "Behold, here it is," or "Behold, there it is." But the kingdom of God is within us, for the word of God is very near, in our mouth and in our heart. Thus it is clear that he who prays for the coming of God's kingdom prays rightly to have it within himself, that there it may grow and bear fruit and become perfect. For God reigns in each of his holy ones. Anyone who is holy obeys the spiritual laws of God, who dwells in him as in a well-ordered city. The Father is present in the perfect soul, and with him Christ reigns, according to the words, "We shall come to him and make our home with him." Thus the kingdom of God within us,
as we continue to make progress, will reach its highest point when the apostles' words are fulfilled and Christ, having subjected all his enemies to himself, will hand over his kingdom to God the Father, that God may be all in all. Therefore, let us pray unceasingly with that disposition of soul which the Word may make divine, saying to our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Note this too about the kingdom of God. It is not a sharing of justice with iniquity, nor a society of light with darkness, nor a meeting of Christ with Belial. The kingdom of God cannot exist alongside the reign of sin. Therefore, if we wish God to reign in us, in no way should sin reign in our mortal body. Rather, we should mortify our members which are upon the earth and bear fruit in the Spirit. There should be in us a kind of spiritual paradise where God may walk and be our sole ruler with his Christ. In us, the Lord will sit at the right hand of that spiritual power which we wish to receive. And he will sit there until all his enemies who are within us become his footstool, and every principality, power, and virtue in us is cast out. All this can happen in each one of us, and the last enemy, death, can be destroyed. Then Christ will say in us, O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? And so, what is corruptible in us must be clothed in holiness and incorruptibility. And what is mortal must be clothed, now that death has been conquered, in the Father's immortality. Then God will reign in us, and we shall enjoy, even now, the blessings of rebirth and resurrection.
The kingdom of this world belongs to our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. All the families of nations shall bow down before him, for the Lord is our King, and he shall reign forever and ever.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son. when you became man to set us free. You did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people. But with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy,
for we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, whose will it is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of the universe, grant, we pray, that the whole creation, set free from slavery, may render your majesty's service and ceaselessly proclaim your praise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.